Blackstone Publishing presents Northern Wolf by Daniel Green. This book is read by Bradford Hastings.
For Craig, you sparked an eternal passion for history that may never burn out. October 15th, 1862, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Johannes Wolf raised his dented pewter stein to the bartender.
Christoph, another.
He let the stein settle back down on the heavy wooden bar, stained by hundreds of spilt beers over the decades. Wet rings left by his mug entertained him. He traced one with his finger, round and round in his drunken state. A gray and gold goateed bartender snatched the stein from Wolf's hand. Wolf slurred his words, taken aback.
No need for anger, friend.
Christoph stared down at him, black bow tie sticking out over his white apron.
No need for drunkards who don't pay, friend.
The clamor of the local patrons around them rose in volume, and Wolf spread his arms wide.
Surely you can have some charity for a man down on his luck.
He rose, thick eyebrows up in concession, and adjusted his boot with a creak onto the beam that worked as a footrest.
How long does one get to live on charity before they go and get themselves a job?
Wolf shook his head.
Can't farm. Can't machine. Can't log.
Christoph banged the stein back on the bar. Amber gold liquid sloshed inside, only a touch over half full.
Can't brew his own beer.
Wolf raised his eyebrows and grasped the stein with both hands, whispering under his breath.
Can't pour beer, neither.
The barkeep turned around, wiping a cup with a yellowing towel in one hand. He leaned toward Wolf, glaring at him with pale blue eyes.
You just be thankful that Bernard and I were close when we first came over. I'd have thrown you out a long time ago.
He licked his lips, anticipating some sort of rebuttal. Wolf wavered in drunken agreement.
My father's a good man, and I would pay if I could.
He patted his metal brace, engulfing his thigh and knee all the way down to his calf. It provided him with stability when he walked. Otherwise, his knee would bend and twist awkwardly, and he would have no choice but to fall to the ground.
He's an even better furniture maker.
Wolf raised his beer in the air.
Not all of us have his skill. Prost!
He lifted the stein to his lips, letting the golden lager bubble smoothly over his tongue. The carbonated liquid had a crisp, light, malty flavor finished with an aftertaste.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?